May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. We are all connected. Sometimes we gather in small groups and we get used to having just our small groups together. And it takes us a few minutes when we gather with different groups to remember that we're connected to them too. As our pets bark and whine, say, "Who played with me?" It's a reminder that we are connected to them too. It's why we invite both our children and our pets into church on Sunday morning, even though bringing both of them together pretty much guarantees we will not have a quiet, peaceful, calm worship experience this morning. We invite them in because we are all connected. In Genesis, God brings before Adam all the creatures of the earth so that Adam can give them a name. Naming things is what people do. It's how we connect to them. And so Adam names every single creature God comes up to. Can you imagine what that must have been like? How about this one? Ooh, God, that's a cat. Okay. All right, fine. Is that your partner? No, but I like it. He can come and stay with me. All right, Adam, how about this one? That's a dog. Is that like your partner? Oh, yes, but not the way you mean, Lord. We are all connected to one another because God ordained it would be that way from the earliest days. And when God could not find a partner, a full partner, for Adam among all of the creatures of the earth, he created a woman from Adam's own flesh and own blood. How much closer a connection could you possibly get? Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. We are all connected through Adam and Eve to one another. That is what Jesus is talking about as he is challenged by the Pharisees on his teaching about marriage. You will note that the Pharisees do not come to Jesus and say, "What should we do to help put broken relationships back together?" The Pharisees do not come and say, "Is it God's will that sometimes things fall apart?" No, the Pharisees say, "Under what circumstances is it permissible for us to just give up on it altogether?" And by the way, they're talking about when is it okay for men to give up on it altogether, not for women. And Jesus' response isn't intended to tell us that the brokenness in our relationships doesn't exist, but he is trying to remind us that broken relationships is not what God intended from the beginning of creation. God created us to be connected to one another, to love one another, to be able to be in relationship with one another. Marriage, which Jesus addresses here, is only one of those kinds of relationships that God intended to be whole and life-giving and filled with love. There are so many others, and Jesus spends his whole ministry putting those relationships back together, healing, connecting, welcoming. And sometimes we can do that, sometimes we can't. But it is God's will for us to be whole and to heal. God intends for us to be connected for one another. And that is what we must seek in all of our relationships. And when a relationship is broken beyond repair, we must seek healing and wholeness in whatever way we can find that. Because what God intended in the creation is for us to be connected to one another. How forget that. In our society and in our culture, we so often forget that we are connected to one another, whether we want to be or not. That we are connected, and that we must seek out those connections. We must seek out our connections with the natural world, with the whole of creation. We must seek out the connections with the people we are not connected to, the lonely, the marginalized, the angry, the frustrated. Today we celebrate St. Francis. And Francis's story is profoundly that of a man who understood and came to understand that we are all connected. He began his journey of faith one day by leaping off his horse and embracing a leper, the ultimate person no one wanted to be connected to. He would spend the rest of his ministry ministering to the poor and the marginalized, to the people that no one wanted to be connected to. He preached to everyone. People of high status, people of low status, children, animals. Because he knew that it was God's will that we be connected one to another and to the whole of creation. We bless pets today in St. Francis' name as a reminder of our connection to the wider world. We seek to repair relationships that have broken down wherever we find them, in whatever ways is best to find that healing, because we remember that we are meant to be connected to one another. As we struggle in our world, filled with violence, filled with people who are isolated, we, the church, are called to remind the whole world that we are connected to one another. As John Donne said, we are not islands. That our place in the creation is as stewards and in relationship and loving one another. We need so desperately to remember that we are connected to one another. So let us bless one another. Let us bless our pets and our children and our confirmands. And let us rejoice that God has made us connected to one another. Amen.